Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 19, 1804. The Hunters Return. You may recall that on November 3, Captain Clark sent 6 men in a pirogue down the Missouri to hunt. During the time they were away, the weather became considerably colder and ice began to form in the river. By the 12th, Clark became worried about the hunters' whereabouts and safety. On the 14th, he sent a man on horseback to find them. That messenger carried with him a sheet of tin to wrap around the prow of the pirogue as protection against the ever-increasing ice flow. Now, 16 days later, the hunters have returned apparently unharmed and successful. Captain Clark notes, with some sense of relief,
"A cold day. The ice continues to run. Our pirogue of hunters arrive with 32 deer, 12 elk, and a buffalo. All of this meat we had hung up in a smokehouse, a timely supply. Several Indians here all day. The wind blew hard from the northwest by west. Our men move into their huts. Several little Indian anecdotes told me today. Captain William Clark, November 19, 1804.
Needed protein supplies must have run quite low while the hunters were delayed, for Captain Clark had made a note in his journal that they were forced to dip into their backup rations of pork. We should remember that the expedition's numbers at this time were larger than the captains had originally planned for. They had designated Corporal Richard Worthington's squad to return to Washington before the snow flew, carrying plant, animal, and mineral specimens to President Jefferson, along with the early journals. In this way, even if disaster struck the expedition, there would be at least something to add to the knowledge of the West. As it turned out, the captains decided not to send this party back before winter, so they had quite a few more mouths to feed, over and above what they had christened the permanent party, which would make the trip to the Pacific when spring came. Monday, trying to stop some domestic violence.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.